Let us have a look what's happening in the tech side of things on my side. Okay, firstly, something that I need to mention. Obviously, I am an iPhone, iOS, Apple, great Apple consumer. I can't say I'm a contributor. I'm just a consumer because I pay only the subscription fees. I haven't contributed much to the Apple. But in any case, let's have a look. First thing, Apple Maps has included or started now with a web-based version, so you can access Apple Maps from a website, right? So Windows operators and stuff like that, guys running Linux, Windows, and the likes can now actually also have access to Apple Maps. Now, as I said, I am a staunch Mac supporter or Apple supporter. But you need to decide for yourself whether you would like to use Apple Maps. I've got Apple Maps on my phone. I can't think that I've ever used it. The times that I have used it, I've noticed that there are certain instances in which Apple Maps is like 180 degrees off, meaning that it would say your destination is on the right when the destination is actually on the left. That happened quite a lot to me, to be totally honest, which is quite embarrassing. But the second tech story that I would like to share this evening is actually to put Apple back on a better light again. So Spotify has now is considering launching a deluxe tier, meaning in their subscription. So that will be the most expensive Spotify subscription yet, which people will be able to experience higher quality sound. So I don't know if you followed. I think it was a conversation that started on Reddit where people posted and said, listen, have you actually compared the sound on headphones to Spotify to Apple Music? Or have you listened to your Spotify and then played someone close to you play their Apple Music and you notice that there's a great difference in sound? It was a very interesting conversation because as you probably know, I'm quite into this. I'm a sound guy. I'm a sound engineer. I still do live sound very often. And it was a great discussion because I've noticed it. That's why I've never used Spotify. They've got a very, very, very MP3 sounding audio, which sounds strange because I know not a lot of people know what MP3s are nowadays. But they've got a very bad audio. Now you need to pay a higher subscription to get the deluxe version, which they hope will be able to broadcast lossless audio. Right? Now, the very, very interesting thing is that when you subscribe to Apple Music, most of the songs on Apple Music is actually lossless audio, meaning there's no audio being lost, right? So if you save it and download it, that means it's going to be a huge file, unfortunately. So that's why you stream it. Nobody saves music on their phone anymore. You stream music, right? So that's very interesting to me because the reason I mentioned that that's interesting is I would like to see the pricing that Spotify is coming up with. Because what I'm currently paying on Apple, if I pay for a separate subscription just for Apple Music, it's 69 Rand a month. And I've got all the lossless music that I would like to consume. So let's see what Spotify does with this. Also, considering Apple, if you are one of those tech junkies and you've got an Apple device, great, you can start using iOS 18. Now, it's not open for everyone. It's only a beta testing service. They're in the final stages of beta testing. And if you don't know what beta testing is, it's the final test before they make a public launch. So we're suspecting iOS 18 to be launched alongside with the iPhone 16, which is usually by the end of September. Yeah, the 21st, they launch the iOS, and just a week after that, they might launch the new iOS device or the new Apple devices. So, if you're welcome to you're welcome to try it out. If you're one of those tech guys, I never, ever, ever do it because the iOS that you are downloading currently, if you're doing the beta testing, it's not the final product. It's the one in which people test it to see if they can break it and to see what's wrong with it so that they can let Apple know that there are still fixtures that needs to be done, some fixings and fine-tuning. So, if you are up for an adventure, you're welcome to do that. Otherwise, just hold fast wait till the end of September and we should see a new iOS 18, I beg your pardon, coming up. In the coming weeks, we'll obviously see some more launches and experience some cool things that we might see happen alongside with the iOS 18 launch.